Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan, and it is going to be an absolutely beautiful day here in town. I woke up feeling good for the first time all week, and just like the forecast said, we're in for clear skies and warm sun. These are my favorite kind of days, and not just because the weather is nice, but because I know practically everyone in town is going to find their way down to the village green or the shore of the harbor after school and work start getting out. In fact, that reminds me of a listener question I've been meaning to answer. Let's check it out.
Hi, Pastor. My name is Eleanor. I was wondering if Grace Harbor had any beaches. I love the beach.
Thank you so much for your question, Eleanor. The answer is yes, but it may be a bit different than you're picturing. I grew up in Florida, so I imagine beaches with soft sand and crashing waves. Along the harbor, there's a nice shore area, but it's what you would call a rocky beach. So you're not going to want to go barefoot, and you won't be making any sandcastles. But it is fun to take a stroll, climb around, and see what kinds of cool shells and rocks you can discover. Like I said, by late afternoon, most of the town will be down there or at the village green nearby, and that's when our town feels most alive. Auden and Brookie's Ice Cream and Cookies will probably drive their retro ice cream truck down to the harbor, and sometimes the Parks and Rec team will set up a small sound system and host an open mic night. I expect Bobby will break out his guitar for a song or two. Mrs. Rodriguez might read a few library books for the kids, and if we're lucky, Miss Carolyn will debut a few of her new poems. None of it is organized. Word just begins to spread from person to person. Especially this time of year when the weather hasn't been this nice for months, you can't help but say something about it to practically everyone you meet. Nice day, huh? Yes, beautiful day. I think we might head downtown after work today. I was thinking that too. I know the kids could use some time outside. Before you know it, we have an impromptu block party on our hands. As we close out this Easter week, I want to bring us back to that story one more time. We talked about how a friend of Jesus, named Mary Magdalene, discovered the empty tomb and then actually met the risen Jesus. She had to be so relieved and so excited. Before they part ways, Jesus asks her to go and tell his disciples what she's seen. It's probably good that he gave her clear instructions, but I would imagine that this was such good news, there was no way she could keep it to herself. Even if she didn't say anything, they would see it on her face, wouldn't they? They're all still sad and scared, and I'll bet she was grinning from ear to ear. They couldn't help but ask what she was so happy about, and I'm sure she couldn't wait to share the good news. And that's not a job that Jesus only gave to Mary Magdalene, or even just his disciples at the time. Jesus wants all of his followers to live the kind of life that makes their love and joy stand out. That makes other people ask, "What's going on? What's so different about you?" And that's when we can share about what Jesus means to us. Okay, let's wrap up this week with a couple of discussion questions. If you have time now, great. If you need to come back to them later today or this weekend, feel free to pause the podcast. I'll be right here when you get back. Our first question is, if you had been there with Mary Magdalene and you saw Jesus, who was supposed to be dead but is now alive, how do you think you would feel? Would you be excited? Scared? Confused? When you have an answer, go ahead and share it with your family. I would imagine that I would be crying and laughing at the same time. It was a lot to take in, and I think my body would be as confused as my mind would be. But hopefully, it would very soon turn into just the most joy anyone could ever feel. Our second question relates to the idea we've talked about this week, that It takes time for the gift of Easter to transform us. We'll spend our entire lives learning how to better love and trust Jesus. So here's the question. What is one small action you can take this next week that feels like something God might want you to do? Go ahead and share your answer now. For me, I usually wake up early to try to get some quiet time before everyone else in the family wakes up and the rush to get out of the door for school and work begin. But lately, I've been spending more of that time scrolling my phone and less of it reading my Bible, praying, and getting focused for the day. I want to set my intentions to better use that time next week. Okay, final question. Have you seen any signs of new growth or new life this week? It could be leaves returning to the trees, or a sweet mama duck sitting on her eggs. Or perhaps you've noticed that you and your sibling haven't been arguing quite as often, and that's a sign that you're growing in patience. Once you have something to share, go ahead. I know I mentioned it already, but how can I point to anything other than Mrs. Quackerson and her eggs? She really is like a town celebrity, and we're as excited for her as some people are for movie stars or famous athletes. Okay, let's close the week with a prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for all the ways we've been able to reflect on and celebrate Easter. What happened that Sunday changed the world, and it continues to change us. Especially this time of year, we are surrounded by signs of new life. Help us notice them, and may they remind us of what you're doing in our lives. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, I have had so much fun celebrating Easter with you this week. I did want to let you know that I'll be taking some time off of making the podcast, but we now have 115 completed episodes in the archive. While I'm gone, I encourage you to revisit some of your favorites or check out ones you may have missed. During the break, I'll be thinking about you and praying for you, and I look forward to when we're back together again.